We now bring you a live recording of the message Mary Winchell gave on October 16th, 1999, at the Light of the World Church Women's Breakfast Meeting at Yorktown Heights.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice, let him answer the door. Let me into your heart this day, for I would move in a new dimension of my love and my power. I say, daughters, invite me into your heart. Let me come into those areas deep down within, those areas that are dark, dark, and you thought even dead at times. You thought there was no feeling left, but I desire to come to those black, dead areas and bring forth my life to heal that which has been locked away for many, many years, even as a dungeon is locked. And at times you have felt yourself locked behind the doors and you have cried out, Abba, Abba, Abba. I want to live, I want to live. I choose to live this day. I choose a life. I choose not to be afraid of tomorrow. I choose not to be afraid of failure and rejection. I choose life. Oh God, forgive me for not wanting to live, to truly live. The child within me hides, but I want to be free, oh God. I want to be free. Come into this place and bring the light of your love, because you are the light of the world. Come in. I choose not to be afraid of your presence. I choose not to be afraid. Come into my heart and set me free. And as a little girl would put up her hand to Daddy, I put mine up to you. And I say, Abba, Father, set me free. Daddy God, Papa God, be my daddy. Be the daddy I never had. Father me, Father, Father. Could we say, Lord Jesus, I want to be who you want me to be. I give you permission to work in my life that which I thought was unchangeable. That which I thought was unmovable. That which I thought was impossible. I know I need a miracle, God, to get where you want me to go. But I lay down my life and I say, come, Lord Jesus, do the work that needs to be done to get me to be where you want me to be. I want to be a high flyer. I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. In every manifestation of your Spirit, I yield my life completely to you. Break every chain. Heal every wound. Let the darkness depart. And oh God, I give you those things that I have not given you. Put in your hand every hurt and every wound. Put in your hand that person that you have not forgiven. That situation. And know that you were victimized. But he calls us to forgive. And we make the decision to forgive. It doesn't make the other person right. It only means that we're free and they're free. And we're chained. There are some here that are chained to the grave. And granite is heavy. And you've been pulling granite for many, many years. Would you let go of the granite? For we know if we're in water, where is it going to take us? It's going to take us down. And the Holy Spirit is calling us up. So let every weight be gone, to strip off every weight as we run the race for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I forgive. Come on, girls, I forgive. I choose to forgive. It's a decision. Every person who has wounded me, rejected me, caused me pain, violated my trust, betrayed me, hurt me deeply, abandoned me, I choose to forgive. Forgive me, Lord, for that which I have held on to. I let go this day. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Up, up, up and out, up and out, up and out. All resentment, all anger, all grief, all hurt. And Father, I choose to trust you so I can let go of the spirit of manipulation and control. I don't have to be a controller. I've controlled out of fear. I have not trusted you. So I release that fear of losing control. Fear in all of its faces. Fear has many faces. Oh God, the fear of the dark, the fear of the light, the fear of death, the fear of sickness, the fear of being alone, the fear of being taken advantage of, the fear of, I can't trust you, but of course if I share my life with you, you'll kill me. If I tell you how I really feel, I can't go through that one more time because you'll kill me. The fear of opening our heart to another person, because if you know me, you'll kill me. I lay that down, Lord. I lay that down because I want to be vulnerable to you. And you call me to love others as I love myself. And you call me to love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to trust again. Abba, I give you that part of my heart. I give you that fear. And I renounce it in Jesus' name. Because without faith, it's impossible to please you. And you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. So in Jesus' name, I rebuke every spirit of insanity, paranoia, schizophrenia, neurosis, psychosis, confusion in your mind. Let it lift now in Jesus' name. Confusion, let it lift. Let depression go. Oppression go. The spirit of heaviness that comes upon you at times and you feel like you can't even get up in the morning. You don't even know where your shoes are. Depression lift. I let go. I choose to let go. I choose to forgive you, God, for taking my loved one home too early. Tells me I'm a new creature in you, but I don't feel like that. Memories come to haunt me, a failure and things I should have done and didn't do and the things I did do that were insane. The choices that I made and the price I had to pay for those choices. And they come to haunt me at times. For your word tells me the wages of sin are death. But life comes from you. So I choose to forgive myself. and let the haunting stop, the hauntings in my mind. Let the haunting cease. Let that tape that runs over in my mind when it's so quiet, it runs over, if I had done this and if I had done that. Let those tapes be disintegrated now in Jesus' name. Let the familiar spirits leave. Familiar spirits leave in Jesus' name. And those spirits that have hung out in my family, those familiar spirits that know my family, that come down and affect my attitude, the alcoholism that comes down, oh God. I want to be free, I want to be free, and my children and my seed be free. Let it cease and desist, the insanity, the spirit of addiction, let it be broken. Let abuse be broken. I was abused, oh God, but I don't want to be an abuser. And I find myself saying things I should never, ever, ever say, oh God. Word tells me I'm a new creature in you, and all things have passed away. All things. But Lord, I not only want to hear it and read it, I want it to become a reality. I like to hear other people's testimonies, but I want to have my testimony. I want to sing my song. I want to tell my story. And my story is His story. Because He's called me to be His love letter to the body of Christ and to the world. He calls me an epistle, a living letter. And I want to share my living story, my living letter with the world. So, Father, I ask you to remove the blockages, the bondages, even those things I don't understand, even those things I'm not conscious of. I ask you to go through my soul and reveal any hidden sin, that I might be pure in heart before you, O God, and you alone do I worship. And he who loveth not God, oh my, is there anyone here who hasn't asked Jesus Christ into your heart? Is there anyone who hasn't made that commitment? I would be glad to pray for you and with you. For when we meet the living God, our lives change, not just in a mental assent, not just in knowledge, but that we know Him in our heart, that we know, that we know, that we know. And knowing Him is a process. I know Him, but tomorrow I'm going to know Him better. That we're all on the journey. No one having arrived, but I want to know Him deeper, wider in my heart. And the less of me, the more of Him. And the need to forgive so I can make room for Jesus. See? And it's a progressive thing as He gives revelation to us. As we're obedient to what He tells us to give up. And when He tells you to give up something, it's only to bring your healing. He's a loving God. And He wants to pour out Himself this day in a new dimension for each one of us. Kavahita kiroso tora. Kavahita vasiroko tora. For I am going to speak to you in a new way this day, my daughters, in a way that you have not heard before. But be not surprised and be not afraid of that which will come to pass. But know that my love for you is deep, and my desire is to heal you. My desire is to transform you.
Abba, Father. Lord Jesus, I'm thankful that I asked you into my heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Because my life has never been the same. And I finally met my Creator, my God. And I finally, by the power of the blood, my Rescuer comes daily to clear the way for my life upon this earth as well as in eternity. The greatest sacrifice ever on that cross, that I'd finally meet my Abba Father, my Creator, my Lord, and know my destiny. Abba Father.
What was impossible is possible with me. So I call you to bring to mind those words I have spoken to you in the night season, and hold on to the promises, for they are yea and amen to all generations. Be not deprived of that which I have implanted within your spirit, but I call you forth. I call you forth to grab hold of that promise and not to let it go. For I am the promise keeper. There is a river, and the Lord wants us to cross Jordan. He's calling us to cross Jordan. And I can't look back to cross the river. I can't look at failure. I can't look at broken dreams, broken houses, broken marriages. I can't look back. Let the dead bury the dead. As for you, you come follow me. Leave your father's house, for I have desired your beauty. And you shall be called married and not forsaken. You shall be called Beulah. We're going into Beulah land.
No guilt. You just didn't see the whole picture, but God did, and He's your rescuer. So now there is the river. Praise God. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin.
Deep hurts and deep wounds, but guess what? God's not worried, and He's not nervous, and He's not depressed. We serve a joyful, mighty God. And we need His perspective so that we can look down on a situation and have hope. And to believe that we can change, to believe that we can be free, to believe that we can be healed. So right now, Lord, we just renounce the spirit of unbelief. We renounce the spirit of doubt. We renounce all teachings contrary to your word and your spirit. And we set you loose in our life to move in any dimension that you will. We want to be free so badly. I imagine most of the ladies here have been mothers. Do we know what it means at the end of the time to want to deliver? Then that's a good similarity to want to be delivered. All right? When you really want to have that baby and you're in a lot of discomfort, a lot of the things that we would never do, we do. We just want to give birth.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And it's like, however you want to do it, Lord, it's okay. So we renounce all religious spirits too. God moves in. He does things decently and in order. But when you read the scripture, He's done a lot of strange things. I mean, you know, he started the mud in the eye ministry. You know, I'm sure they said, you're not in Isaiah and you're not in Habakkuk. Where do you get your reference from? You know. And I don't know how many people are out there raising the dead. Who do you think you are doing that? Especially when you're taking money from, you know, the pig factory. I'm sure you got in a lot of trouble there. Emerald says, pork fat is great. But, you know, God just broke the rules. He just breaks the rules. And so in our lives, we have to lay down how we think God works. If we relegate him only to hands-on ministry, and we're here to do that. But he works in strange ways through strange people doing strange things to change us. He gets us to do things we don't want to do in life. And we find ourselves in a job and you're saying, why am I doing this? But you like to do it. And in the process, maybe you're disciplined in a way you've never been disciplined before. Isn't it the truth? That's called deliverance. It's just another form. God, work in me to willing to do for your good pleasure. However you want to do it, my life, set me free. And I won't rebuke the devil when it's you. Because it won't do any good anyway. Is that not the truth? Yes. And maybe he sent this difficult person in your life where you work who's driving you crazy. Amen, sister. We're going to practice loving. Don't, you know, so you twitch a little bit. It's called manifesting. And in church, it's great to love some of the sisters because they're very loving and kind. Well, he says, you got that down. Now we're going to grade two. Let's see if you can love this one. But she's throwing fiery darts at me. I know she's soul praying me, too. I want you to love her anyway because I love her. So you find yourself working at a job with difficult people because you need the salary. And you find yourself, and the salary's so good you don't want to leave, right? Or maybe you have health benefits you've never had before, and you'll stick it out, and the boss is terrible. But God's changing us. He's changing us. He's making intercessors out of us. Before the throne of God, we're dying to ourselves. I really don't like him. Well, he didn't call you to like him, he called you to love him. It's great when you like and love some person. But that doesn't happen too frequently, I think, because he's conforming us. So I just want to encourage you that if you're going through that situation, the body's going through it. You're not alone. We're all placed in difficult situations, whether it's with our children, our grandchildren, our in-laws, outlaws, job situations, neighbors. He'll use anything around us. And you'll say, and I can hear it, why me? Is there a why me here? Yeah, I think there's a few why me's. I mean, I'm such a nice person, why me? How did I get stuck with him? Well, some of us have made choices. Okay? And we start blaming God for choices we made. Maybe you need to forgive yourself for the choices you've made. Okay, so you made a bad thing, right? Well, let's get on from there. Let's not be camping back 10 years ago. It's over. Okay? What's that little saying? You have? Okay, and the other one, snap out of it. Oh, she brought it, snap out of it. Snap out of it, get over it. Otherwise, we camp at the camp of whining, and we move up Tier Street, and we never move out of the neighborhood. Have you met people that have lived in the same house for 30 years, they've never been out of town? Well, you can stay at the corner of tears and moaning for the next 30 years until Jesus comes. But not me, I want to get a plane and get out of town. So because he's given us free will, you can camp and live wherever you want to live. See, we have a victim mentality.
Not fair. I don't want to hear it. But I don't like it. I know.
What else? And you know what he says to me? Trust me. I get that. I don't know how many times a day. Trust me. Trust me. And I'm thinking, apparently I'm in anxiety. I don't even know it. Because it's a constant state. You know, you live in New York, you live in anxiety. Where do you live?
You haven't sweat dropped the blood yet.
That's what he told me one day. And when I was whining, you know. And he says, you've got a 3 or 4 more inches to go. And it was like the cat picture. You know, you can do it. And I'm thinking, I think I'm going to die. No, that's the idea. Die, will you? And just live. My mother used to say that to me. You're such a whiner. Tough Irish lady. Snap out of it. Get with it. Irish mother. Oh, my, 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 my. English. You don't want to do that? Whack, right with the head of the hair. You will. Meet God.
See, then he says, wait till you see what I really have for you. You just let it go.
Right, so he wants to move us on, and he has such wonderful things for us.
Good stuff.
But we have to be willing to go and to change and to move. I have to change my mindset, what I think. See, we can lay our hands on everybody, and I can lay hands on myself, but if I don't renew my mind with the washing of the water by the Word and His promises and what He says about me, not what my husband... Oh, you're sweetie, don't get offended. Not what my husband says, not what your friends say, not what your employers say, because you're going to wind up a C person and feel like a failure instead of what God's Word says about you. You have a future and a hope. A future and a hope. And who knows what God has for you? I look at Marilyn. Marilyn, how old was your mother when she got married?
76.
Okay, mom's and she was a widow. How long? 20-some years. Lived alone and lived in, you know, housing, public housing. And she was playing pool one day downstairs. Pool. This is so cute. And there was a gentleman down there who didn't live there, but he was lonely. And they met and were married. And her mother really hadn't traveled much. Now she's going to Florida. She's going here. She's gone. They have a home in Florida. Her whole life changed. See, we think because we're a little older, maybe we need to lose some weight, maybe this, and maybe I, you know, all those hindrances we put. God doesn't see those hindrances. If I wait till I get it together, it'll never happen. I've been waiting years to get it together. But see, the Holy Spirit gets us together. Amen. All I have to do is say the key word.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Okay? And He has places and things for us to do and go and be. So not chained to the circumstances of your life and thinking, oh, there's no hope because, and you've got your litany. You have a litany? Oh, give it to me. You're not educated enough. You don't speak correctly. You're not pretty enough. You're too heavy. You don't have enough money. Bah, 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 bah. But we all have our own litanies. Please tear it up today, will you? Because what you're doing is, what we do is cancel out God's plans for us. And I'm not going to argue with Him. Are you going to argue with God?
No.
Are we going to limit Him? All right. Yielded to the King. Sometimes we need to run it out. Sometimes we need to work it out. Sometimes we need to praise it out. And sometimes we need to pray it out. Well, whatever the Lord wants, that's what we want. Whatever works, Lord, that's what we're going to do. We don't care about what other people think. The Word tells me the fear of man is a snare. Can we renounce that? We renounce the fear of man. The fear of what other people think. We want to be like Jesus. He was not intimidated, even when brought before kings and those in authority. Not to be presumptuous, not in our own, but not manipulated by the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection will make you do things you don't want to do. The things you shouldn't do. The things you'd be embarrassed to talk about. We can be manipulated by controlling people, controlling spirits. So Lord, we thank you that we're not controllers. We choose to let our children go. Do you know what I mean? When they're small, you put them in their jammies, you know where they are. When they're 19 and 20 on the road, you better learn how to let go and pray hard. That's when the intercessor is really born. And I think God births many intercessors, especially women, through our children. He gives us something to pray for, something we love, someone close to our heart. So Lord, we thank you for the gifting of the intercessor, because that's what really backs up any ministry. What happens without prayer? Not much.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.